from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Steiny, he overthrew Emmanuel Sanders.
When did this Kenny send the catch back here, grown-ass man?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
God, that's good radio, if I may say so myself.
Willard's listening.
Of course he is. He's a P1.
He was preaching, man.
He's a P1.
Had he been a cult leader, I would have signed up, Steiny. I was like, this dude's saying what I've been trying to say.
I'm scared of Willard. No.
That's your worst drop. What if your daughters heard that?
So what?
That their dad was scared.
Oh, so you're one of those dads that doesn't make themselves vulnerable. Give me the meat. Yeah, that works. That works.
Heaven on fire.
You're straight out of 1952.
Look at you. Oh, boy.
What was it like back then, Steiny?
See, that.
I know. Let me guess. You think the world was in black and white, don't you?
According to the Rickwood Field View.
Norm texted us, my dad.
Oh,
you,
okay.
Evan, and I, real quick, we're having a discussion about salt water and the motors of boats.
Yes.
So he said, son, S-O-M, one motor is all you need. You must flush water system after use in salt water.
Okay.
So if you had one and you took it in, you know, like we used to do, you have to come in and flush it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Give me the point.
So in other words, the motor's the same.
Yeah, right. You could get away with one. So Evan's correct.
So if let's say you're really uptight, you're one of those guys, you'd probably still flush out the line after using it in fresh water.
Oh, no doubt, yeah.
Oh, see,
I used to hate that because Pops had a boat, we'd go fishing.
How long does it take to clear out the line?
Oh, probably about 30 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds to me like it's probably something you do after you take the boat out every time.
But, yeah, because that could corrode and mess up your motor if you don't flush it. It's like a man, you have to.
No.
It's like taking a shower, going swimming. You do.
No. I'll bet you this, though. Let's say you're taking a boat.
Oh, Evan, why did I even bring it up?
Let's say you're taking a boat to the lake, to your vacation house.
Okay.
So it's going to sit in the water for 7 days, and you're going to use it 7 days. Gotcha. Then you're going to tow it back home. There's no chance you have to flush the line once a day.
Oh, no. Like when you're done.
That's right.
That's right.
Difference in salt water.
Thank you, Norm.
And Evan.
Mm-hmm. Shark Week.
Oh, what did I want to say? Something about this clay stuff.
Next question.
You know how, so we played the Steph Curry sound, and you got freaked out by the things change quickly.
The last line.
Not freaked out,
but that
caught your eye.
Yeah, my ear.
Steve Kerr said something to Willard and Dibbs yesterday that it not only caught my ear, but it's really, really sunk in, okay? Well, did you hear their interview?
Yeah, all of it.
Did you hear the part about Cooper Flagg?
It was great.
Okay, yeah. We'll play that later in the show because that was pretty funny.
And Dibbs was like, I gotta say.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
Oh, boy.
Theater of the Mind. We'll play it at 1:30 if you haven't heard it.
Oh, we're going to play it all.
No, we're gonna play it at 1:30. I'll play the.
Oh, just that cut.
Yeah, it's 30 seconds.
Well, all right, my bad. Yeah, it's not really. You said it like we're gonna play it in its entirety.
I said we're gonna play it at 1:30. The sound. Okay. Yeah, there could have been some.
You can play the beginning of the Kyle Anderson interview.
It's your Friday, relax.
No, you think? Oh, yeah, I'm really mad. Okay, here we go. Steve Kurt was asked by Willard and Dibbs. I got to tell you something. Good follow-up from Willard here. And I'm going to play it and then play another thing. Here you go.
I've been with Clay for 10 years, and these last few years have not been easy. You know, coming off those two major injuries, trying to battle back to become the player that he was. He's his own worst critic. You know, he's had a tough time. I think everybody has seen that from afar, and he and I have shared, you know, so many conversations over the last couple of years, just trying to help him through it. And I just think he's at a place now where he needed a change, just like people all over the world sometimes need a career change, a change of scenery. And it's as simple as that. So as sad as it is to see Clay go, I completely understand where he's coming from, and of course wish him nothing but the best. I mean, what he did for me personally, but of course for the team, the organization, the Bay Area, that'll never be forgotten.
Okay, so I listened to that yesterday live, and my first thought was, huh, yeah, it's pretty candid. And I really thought if it were me, I probably would have let it go there. You know what I mean?
If I would have just...
If you were Steve. No. Huh. If I were Willard or Dibbs, I might have gone in another direction. Because I remember thinking, huh, he's pretty... that's pretty
I
candid.
I loved every part
and
of that. That's why we love Kurt.
I know he's pretty candid, right, et cetera. But this is the part... The follow-up was the part where it really hit me.
The difference for me as Clay's coach is, you know, from 2014 to 19 pre-injury, Clay was unflappable. You know, he rarely required much maintenance from me as a coach. He was just so happy playing and playing at a high level. And, you know, I would check in with him and he was always fine and loving life. And that changed after the two injuries. You know, he's struggled to try to get himself back to that level. And even though I think he played really well at times for us over the last few years and obviously helped us win a championship in 22. You look at the numbers, you know, even though this wasn't his best year, you know, he still averaged 18 points and shot, I think, 39% from three, something like that. So, you know, he's still a really high-level player. It's just in his own mind and I think in the minds of everyone watching, you know, he wasn't the same guy and as he was prior to the injuries, and Clay really struggled with that. And I think the stuff that went on organizationally, honestly, that I think that stuff is all sort of just a byproduct of the frustration with the injuries. And we were always, you know, in great stead with Clay in terms of our relationship and, you know, communicating how we felt about him. But you know, he in the end really needed this career change, and I think it's going to be good for him.
Damn, bravo, man! Like, And Clay told us that. How many times did Clay say he had numerous conversations with the coach? But if we all had honesty like that from Steve Kerr about the whole situation, Steiny, I had my fist balled, and I'm doing it again. My goodness, forget Willard. I mean, that was as honest as you could. He left no stone unturned. And he truly is happy that Clay's in, he needed it. And Clay even told us he changed, Steiny, and things became more important, like he was fighting himself.
Well, I'm going to hold you to this.
Okay.
You ever ask me again, Steiny, why do you think Clay left? You have your answer. There's your answer.
All right. All right,
like, that answer,
but
there
still, I hear
took you from point A to point B.
But I'm still holding on to the... there's some still stuff that I think may have prevented that.
It was over the minute he came back from the injury. Like, it was 2 years. They said that Clay used to go be happy-go-lucky.
Oh, man. Come on
that
now.
That changed after the injury.
And it was nobody else's fault, man, but he's fighting everybody around him. But I'll say this. You give me $400, I bet that man would have signed as John Hancock
but
Clay.
But they couldn't because they knew he wasn't the same player. Yeah. Yet another indication of business is business, even if it involves Klay Thompson. Because here's what we found out also through this process. The Warriors won't sign you for sentimental reasons because it's clear they should have, or I'm not sorry, not they should have. It's clear they could have just thrown him an extra 10 or 20. But that's not the way they did business. They did business like they thought they needed to do business. And like, if I were a Warrior fan, I'm telling you, I think that would just give me peace of mind. And just to know, like, okay, there's really nothing that could be done.
And you know what?
It was the injuries.
And tell me if I'm on a Disney movie here, but before Steve Kerr is Klay Thompson's coach, he's friend and family first. I'm with you. I'm taking my foot off the pedal of, oh, this signal was sent. This meant that. Steiny, they almost wanted, the friend part of Steve Kerr almost wanted Klay to go somewhere else, get away from the memories.
Yep.
And again, like, that was an awesome answer. And, you know, now you got me backpedaling a little bit in regard to who's really mad. And Steph, I don't think he liked it. But at the end, I don't think Klay liked it. I don't think that was his preference, dipping out. But it is what it is.
I was
but
just going to say
hear that, man. I felt like I watched the whole movie. I watched the whole, before you got hurt, you got hurt, after hurt, Klay needed, he's in a good place, hopefully now.
Klay Thompson came back from an injury, and he knew at that point he wasn't the same player. And all he wanted to do, not all, but the biggest thing he wanted to do is get back to the player he was. And over the course of a year or two, he never did. And we all knew it.
We watched.
And he knew it too.
Yeah.
And so I now totally get how he could not stay here. He could not stay here as a starter, and he could not stay here as somebody coming off the bench.
That's
not because I don't like him. I mean, that's it.
I agree.
They couldn't have put everybody through another year like that.
And he didn't need to do that to himself.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's why. Right. What hit me about that yesterday was that's why I thought they can be better next year. Because we've just been saying Draymond, 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 and I am not comparing Klay to Draymond. Two different people. But different situations can be going on at one time. And it's clear Klay was dealing with a lot of stuff behind the scenes.
And that had to be hard for everybody to even watch, too. I might score 40 points if I'm Curry, and I'm knowing you're battling your fight, you know, that's been going on for years. You know what I'm like? You ever work with somebody who, as soon as they walk in, the mood just suck the positivity out the room? Like, Klay, his intent wasn't that. Dude, I come in smiling. Anyway, his intent wasn't that, but it was natural, Steiny. He was fighting a different battle. It wasn't the Nuggets that night. It exactly. wasn't the Spurs. It was his mortality, man.
Exactly.
And then, I'm not a doctor, but to sit there when you couldn't play and watch a young stud like Jordan Poole come in, not be your success. You know what I mean, Steiny? Oh, my gosh.
This is kind of just like Durant. This thing was a fait accompli a long time ago. A long time ago.
Not a doctor.
And I'll tell you what, this is one of those
things. I'm mad at you a little bit.
This is one of those things that this is good for everybody.
That was the closure I needed. It wasn't visual, but I heard it, Steiny, and Steve Kerr, to his credit. And you know what's so great about it? And some people out there, like, Steve might have said a little too much, which I don't believe. Klay told us the same thing. He had numerous conversations with Coach Kerr. Yeah, we know he didn't like to go to the bench. But he'll be better in Dallas, man. The monkey is off his back.
The fact that Kerr and Klay have relayed that they had multiple talks about all this shows that he was high maintenance.
Right.
And it showed Steve Kerr in a way that Clay was probably thinking more about himself than the concept of the team.
And can you blame him?
Which clearly they must have been talking about a lot.
I hear
Looked like somebody wanted to jump in there. No?
Well, it's only three of us.
No, I'm talking
and
about
Carter.
Cameron in Antioch. World B3.
Oh, it's Cameron in Antioch.
Hey, Cameron.
How y'all doing?
Doing well, man.
How you doing today?
Doing well.
All right, quick question for you. Were y'all on Twitter when the game started yesterday in the first couple quarters?
Yes, I was.
Did you see how the whole NBA banded together and said how trash of a coach was Kerr? His stupid lineups that he tried to bring from the Warriors to the U.S. to the USA Championship. Why is he running these three guard lineups?
All right. Well, I was going to let him go.
Well, so OG started. Anthony Edwards, you would think start, but Steiny, come on. You got Bron, Curry. The OGs are starting.
Oh, I thought this team was too good. Didn't need any coaching.
This is going to be a war. I didn't see that. Kerr always gets hated, man.
This is going to be a war in Paris.
Be careful with that word.
Yeah, really. A hardwood war.
It was awesome watching.
God, is this going to take its toll on Steph? Boy.
The Curry Accords.
I know somebody that ticked the over in that game and didn't realize it was only 10-minute quarters. Carter.
Oh, boy.
I said, Carter, you my boy.
Every Warrior fan should feel so much better.
Now, seriously. I almost want to hit you to tell you to hit play again.
Why?
I want to hear it again.
Okay.
But seriously, man, he just gave me closure, man.
I'll set it up.
Yeah.
I'll set it up.
Thank you, pal.
First of all, you're going to want to comment, 888-957-9570. And what I'm telling you is what you're going to hear next will give you complete closure to the Klay Thompson situation. It will also make you feel better about the entire thing, and it will also make you feel better about next year's Golden State Warriors. Take it to the bank. Take a listen.
I've been with Klay for 10 years, and these last few years have not been easy. You know, coming off those two major injuries, trying to battle back to become the player that he was. He's his own worst critic. You know, he's had a tough time. I think everybody has seen that from afar. And he and I have shared, you know, so many conversations over the last couple of years, just trying to help him through it. And I just think he's at a place now where he needed a change, just like people all over the world sometimes need a career change, a change of scenery. And it's as simple as that. So as sad as it is to see Klay go, I completely understand where he's coming from. And, of course, wish him nothing but the best. I mean, what he did for me personally, but, of course, for the team, the organization, the Bay Area, that'll never be forgotten.
All right, so I say hear that on Willard and Dibs, and I'm like, wow, that's pretty open stuff. But there was a follow-up, and here was the answer. Even more revealing.
The difference for me as Klay's coach is, you know, from 2014 to 19, pre-injury, Klay was unflappable. You know, he rarely required much maintenance from me as a coach. He was just so happy playing and playing at a high level. And, you know, I would check in with him and he was always fine and loving life. And that changed after the two injuries. You know, he's struggled to try to get himself back to that level. And even though I think he played really well at times for us over the last few years and obviously helped us win a championship in 22, you look at the numbers. You know, even though this wasn't his best year, you know, he still averaged 18 points and shot, I think, 39% from three, something like that. So, you know, he's still a really high-level player. It's just in his own mind, and I think in the minds of everyone watching, you know, he wasn't the same guy and as he was prior to the injuries, and Klay really struggled with that. And I think the stuff that went on organizationally, honestly, that I think that stuff is all sort of just a byproduct of the frustration with the injuries. And we were always, you know, in great stead with Clay in terms of our relationship and, you know, communicating how we felt about him. But he, in the end, really needed this career change, and I think it's going to be good for him.
We no longer have to ask what happened with Clay and the Warriors. We really don't. I'm sure a detail may slip out, but gosh, it was meant to be. Mm. The breakup I'm talking about. 2 years in the making.
Yeah.
And now I feel like that gives me, I mean, that's great perspective where I can see everybody's point of view in a way.
It doesn't necessarily answer, though, why Clay's camp were the ones that were sending contract offers and the Warriors would not counter.
Because there was
one side that still had interest, obviously.
Allegedly. I mean, I don't, but I think Clay knew
that they didn't want him.
Exactly.
Yeah, that I know that's harsh, Evan, but that's what I'm getting from it.
No, I agree.
And also, if you know they don't want you, put a contract in front of them, because you know they're not gonna respond to it.
Well, but the the tail end of that comment, the organizational stuff was a byproduct of the injuries.
Right.
So the organizational stuff as far as not wanting to negotiate a potential future.
Well, see, that's what I'm thinking.
That doesn't have to do with Clay.
This is what I took is that there wasn't a number that they would have taken Clay back with. That's what I'm starting to believe. And there wasn't a number by the end of it. I don't know if he would have taken any number.
And that's why there was no...
Exactly.
Wow. But there was a number. 24 annually, 248.
Well, that was before.
Yeah.
That was before the
but
year.
Had he signed that, he would be here.
That was before the year. I just feel like there's a lot of clarity. And I completely
do you think Clay and his camp, Evan and Stoney, are looking at that contract offer as maybe he'll never admit it. That was the one that got away. Or was he really, they sent their message by only offering 2 years for me. Really? Like that it's over. He took that as they don't want him.
I think the contracts are kind of.
It's just a safe face.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't think it's really, the money and all that's overly relevant. I really don't.
So you don't feel the way you do now after hearing, I'm just asking, like Clay's like, so Draymond's going to get four and you're only going to offer me two. Do you still feel like that caused, like he was still pissed off about that? Because I would be.
Obviously he was. What I also heard Steve Kerr say was, like, if Klay Thompson really wanted to be here, okay, and he said, I'll take the vet minimum. Well, of course, at that point, the Warriors would be like, fine. But he was never going to do that. But what Steve Kerr also told me in that answer was, Klay was becoming a problem. He just was.
Oh, man. No doubt.
So I'm starting to believe that it was a basketball decision for the Warriors in terms of it wasn't so much that they couldn't see him diminishing, it's he couldn't, and there was gonna be friction no matter what.
Right. And
it's kinda like I was saying, like he was, you couldn't ask him to come off the bench here.
Yeah. Kirk can't say it, but he said it without saying it, Stoney. Not having to deal, and he probably hooked Clay up sometimes, putting him back in games, knowing he shouldn't be in. There's no doubt that happened. But the burden, the relief that Coach Kerr has, and we talk about just on the court, but just imagine that freedom or peace of mind he has now. Every move or substitution he knows, you know what I mean, is about basketball.
Exactly. You know,
because Clay got hooked up. There were times he got put back in the game. You know what I mean? Come on. Well, Kerr, that's my guy. You know, and some nights it didn't go that way, but there were many nights you're watching that game, you're like, why'd they put Clay back in?
Steve's in Fairfield. Hey, Steve. How you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, guys. Great show as always.
Oh, thank you.
Steve Kerr put a nice little bow on it. It sure sounded nice coming out. I don't buy it, and here's why. I have no closure. I have no peace of mind as a lifelong Warriors fan, and here we go. Number one, Clay didn't bench himself. Steve Kerr benched him, which was a mistake. Number two, we haven't heard Clay's side, and what do I mean by that? Clay spoke at the conference about how he just didn't have any joy anymore. I was in human resources administration for 25 years. One thing that Clay knows, because he's smart, and his handlers definitely know because they're smart, is you don't go to a new job talking about how you felt disrespected by the coach, how you felt, how you were done wrong by Joe Lacob on the greens, how you were done wrong here. You do that and you're already tainting yourself at your new job. So when you go to a new job, hey, why didn't you, oh, you know, I was just looking for better opportunities. I sure like what I have here. This looks like a great environment. There was really no joy there, but we don't need to talk about that. The joy was kind of missing. It's best for both that we move forward. Clay's true story will come after that after Clay stops lacing it up.
But like
that's
that is
when his true story is going to come out.
But Steve, I think you nailed it. That is the true story. Mm. Like the true story is that the Warriors got tired of him, and he got tired of the Warriors. Kind of, you know what I mean?
Well, but what I'm saying is, we heard the Warriors side. Remember, the Warriors are a billion dollar company, and they're first class. They're first class, but they're looking at their image. What do I mean by that? Let's look at what Steve Kerr was saying. Steve Kerr was out to the media saying, we desperately want to keep Clay. We desperately. If you wanted to keep him desperately, you would have offered him whatever. Okay, I'm not saying they needed to. I think it was better for both sides.
Right.
But they would offer him. But he's out there saying desperately want to keep him. There's image painting, okay? There's images that have to come on. Like I said, Clay is not in a position. His handlers have told him. I would advise Clay, you're not in a position to air dirty laundry right now. I think in the end, things will all be better when his statue's there and all hurt feelings. But believe me, you have not heard Clay's side of the story.
Well,
you
okay,
will hear
gotcha.
That after he stops lacing him up.
Gotcha, Steve. Thank you. But his side of the story is going to be the Warriors disrespected me.
No doubt.
Then this is exactly what I mean. We might get we're going to get some details, but the story is that Clay felt like the Warriors, our wonderful organization, treated him like S. That's, I think, the story on 95.7, The Game. Hey! Hello, fellas.
Yeah. Quiet.
I don't want to brag. I live in a regular neighborhood.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I know. Goose cut. Oh, of course he's in a good mood. He's leaving in 90 minutes.
Well, oh, you.
Yeah. But me, this is a gift from the radio gods. Okay, so people may or may not know, I'm taking off tomorrow, so I have a long weekend. Give me the drop. This is just so wonderful because the timing is perfect. We've been talking about Klay Thompson, his departure from the Warriors. Steve Kerr was interviewed yesterday with Willard and Dibbs. Just told us everything that happened.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to come back. It was just time. All those things that feel like goo. I'm going to talk about it today for another 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go for a long weekend. And when I come back, it's over.
2-6.
It's over. We won't need to talk about it anymore.
No doubt about it, but.
Like we can say, you're going to say, oh, man, but Steiny, if Clay were here, I'd be like, that would have never happened. Yeah. He was never coming back.
I now feel that way.
All right.
Because of the interview that transpired on Willard and Dibbs. But to that last caller's point before the break, there's no what's behind door number one. All he's saying is Clay has to take the high. There is no low road. We know what happened now. And he's under the impression Clay would say, well, they did me dirty. No. Listen to what Coach Kerr just said in that soundbite. I guess what I'm telling you, partner, the mystery is over to me. The mystery is over.
And you know what?
I got closure.
And you know what I also got? I got a lot of confirmation on a lot of stuff I was thinking anyway. That's what I got. And you.
We got a super chat before you go.
Go ahead, you do
it. The great Rich Mitchin, $1.99. Lindy Water, 6'6", 26 years old, good three-point shooter.
Who?
Lindy Waters. Yeah. Do with that what you will.
I actually like that phrase. Do with it what you will. I do.
Evan's back. Maybe he knows who Lindy Waters is.
He does. He thinks he's going to play.
Oh, yeah. Member of the Kiowa tribe.
Mm-hmm. He'll probably start set in the G League.
The great Roxy Bernstein. Please explain.
Oh, the legend.
He's one of the few Native Americans to play in the NBA.
Wow.
Wow.
Dude, he's 6'6",
man. Speaking of Native Americans, watched a fascinating, started a fascinating reality show again yesterday.
Reality show?
It's a reality
show. Docs are your thing, not reality show.
Same thing. It's a National Geographic.
Not the same thing.
It's National Geographic. It's above your guys' pay grade. You wouldn't understand.
You said Disney Plus in the chat.
Yeah. That's the station, but it's a National Geographic production. Yeah, I know. You've never seen one of those before.
There's acting.
There's no acting.
Anytime there's
real
camera, it's fake. You know, to me. Wu-Tang taught me that early.
Animal Kingdom.
You're wrong about that, by the way, because now there's so many cameras, they're just, people are indifferent to them. So you're late to that party. But it's about,
wow.
People that live above and in and around the Arctic Circle. I don't know if you know this, Goo, I'm fascinated with the Arctic. Of course you know that. I bring it up once every three shows.
So how do they live?
It's just unbelievable. It's, their days are just, they're very simple days.
You go out. I wonder why.
They go out, they get food, they eat the food, they go to bed, they wake up. Their whole life is just about existing.
Sound like me after high school. Like, but what do they got to deal with, like, weather-wise? Or
Oh yeah, the weather. It's cold. It's cold, and in the winter, it's dark.
Who would want to do that?
Well, great question.
And why?
Great question. So in the beginning, they're explaining, you know, on the, what's it called? The opening.
Uh-huh.
And one of the women they show, she said, I've always craved extreme isolation. That's why.
ICE.
There's people out there that crave extreme isolation.
James Harden.
That is
that's a four.
That's an eight.
That's a four.
Damn, Evan.
Oh yeah.
I'll bring that up on the crossover.
Oh yeah, extreme, that was a great one.
But wow, that's weird.
So she works at work.
She works.
So somewhere north of the Arctic, this one was way up there. There's a weather station. It's a supply place. It's just a place with like railroad, what do they call it? Boxcars, a couple small buildings, and it's where, you know, if you ever really need anything, you go up there.
So that's their old ship. I don't know. Like, what's going? People are like, wake me up when Stardy's done with this story. Mac Life. Oh boy, Stardy, that sounds depressing.
It does to me. And so then there's
this fascinating to you. That's all
fascinating to me. Then there's just
have you ever experienced like the kind of cold?
Oh yeah, Minneapolis.
No. It's like negative 50.
Yeah, one time I was in Minneapolis, it was negative 27.
Yeah, did you do anything?
Yeah, I walked across a parking structure. I walked about, I would say, 32 yards I walked, and that was it.
Wow. Yeah, that was your life below zero.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
I can't imagine a worse experience.
Like, well, I mean, one guy, now keep in mind, this is a big radius. So the woman we're talking about lives really, 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 really north. So she says she's at ice. She's by herself 9 months a year.
That is wild.
And she says she loves it. Anyway, there's this other guy who lives, you know, in this place 14 miles from anywhere. He lives in this little lodge, and he just hunts and gathers.
So there's no TV or anything?
Oh, no. No TV.
I'm out. No Sports Center?
Nope. He goes out in the morning.
I couldn't do it.
He knocks off a couple partigans, yeah, I guess they're called. It's a bird. He drilled two foxes. He can knock down a caribou. He brings it home, and he does everything. He guts it.
Yeah.
He skins it.
Yeah, that's like caveman-like. I'm good. Or Bigfoot.
Yeah, anyway, I was fascinated by that stuff. Oh, shoot. We had a couple callers wanted to talk about Klay Thompson.
Well, I had something to get off my chest. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's called Life Below Zero. What did you need to get off your chest?
So in 2 weeks, I'm in a domino tournament.
Oh.
This will be the third annual Tyshawn Jackson domino tournament.
20 Van Morrison.
20 guys. So it's in his backyard. I invited you guys last year. I'll invite you this year. But listen, he's hounded me for the $25. Why do people that throw these things, why can't I pay when I get there? What bill are you going to use if you multiply 25 times 20? What are you going to use those funds over? Why do you need the money now to do with whatever, wink, wink, you... I'll give it to you when I show up, and the winner take it. Why do I need to give you my, why do you need to be treasurer with everybody's 25? What are you doing with that money? Nobody knows, and I'm uncomfortable giving it to you. And he's sweating me.
I always want to wait till you're finished.
Okay, I'm done. It's just
really. And then try to give you a rational answer. Registration.
Hey, wow. Hey.
I mean, it's the same reason you pay at the beginning of a fantasy football season, right?
But, Evan, I have a problem with that. Who's watching the treasurer?
Oh, how will he ever know how many tables to set up? How many chairs to lay down? How much food to make for you guys? Wow. How much beer and,
so commitment,
let me guess, Hennessy to be there?
Now, that was, wow. Explain that. Why would he say Hennessy?
I think we know why.
Oh, boy.
Because I was at a guru party and you guys were knocking it back.
Hey, quit lying.
Your white neighbor was having it too. Don't you try to make it that way.
Do you think there's any Hennessy in McCaffrey's wedding?
Probably. I don't know.
Why? Who took roll call at his wedding to say who was there and who was not? And what color they?
I don't know.
I want to go back to the 90s, man. Not the 80s, the 90s. Yeah.
Maybe you got to pay so that he knows you're coming.
T. Lou, it's exactly. Not about that's that it's I'm 25. Thinking. You know what? All right, maybe that you think that's it, commitment. Same but what thing, do you got to do to set up a domino table? Well, if five people come, it's 20. The winner get five. Like,
well, if 20 show up, then he's got to go down back down to the basement, bring up three more tables.
All right.
But if he knows, then he goes and does it in the morning.
All right. I'll send it.
No, you won't.
Goo making it sound like it's $100. It's not the amount. It's just...
I'm not. I
what
can't.
If we're paying his PG&E bill?
I don't know how to play dominoes. Yeah.
Oh my God!
I don't even really know how to play backgammon. I'm a mess, bro.
Possibly.
I'm out of board game knowledge. All right, let's laugh at Dan Dibley. What do you say about that?
Okay, let's do it.
Take a listen to Steve Kerr yesterday.
It is funny.
Using Dan Dibley like a bar of soap. Take a listen.
Got to be exciting watching young Cooper Flagg play, and I know he's not yet a Duke Blue Devil and not yet NBA eligible, so you could probably speak freely, I hope, but if you can't, even hypothetically, a 6'8", 17-year-old who balls out, what does that look like to you, Steve?
I'm just not going to answer. I've been fined before by the NBA for talking
your back,
about
Steve.
Underclass.
I got a big wallet.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I got savings account, Steve Kerr.
Steve, got you. You're right. You're right. He doesn't.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Dibs would have.
Yeah, he
couldn't comment.
Like, he used Dibley like Dibley was a pylon on defense. I mean, he all but urinated on Dibley.
But with a good sense of humor, not like Dan Dibley.
By the way, Dan Dibley in Lake Tahoe right now on the golf course.
Oh, that's why you're doing
that little weasel. That horse is behind.
Straight.
Where are you going tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm going golfing.
Yeah, where are you staying?
I'm staying at...
So you're going to be in the same place.
We could give you address to your work. No, what I'm saying is what hotel you're in.
The reason I'm saying all this about Dibs is because I know he's not listening.
Oh, I thought it was because he was.
Dude, the Odyssey app travels. He could be in his room somewhere.
He doesn't. Like,
I've been in Texas and Chicago listening to
like
y'all.
I said, like, you know, radio's theater of the mind. We all just say we've downloaded the app. You realize that, don't you? Like, actually, nobody in here has actually done it.
It's on my phone.
We just say we did it so the listener thinks we did.
It's on my phone. It's downloaded.
I'm just saying you're the only one here who's got it.
Evan's
got it. Congratulations.
It also just hit me that Steve Kerr basically called Dibs broke.
Wow. Like, brother, you don't have that type of chicken. I do wonder where the fine money goes.
It goes to charity.
Hmm. Yeah. Like, could we get an itemized, like, what charity benefited the
most? That's a good question. I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
I wouldn't be surprised if each player can put down a charity that if and when they get fined, it just goes to.
I think you can. I think you do that.
But maybe the NBA picks one that everybody kind of signs off on.
We know Draymond's getting money back if you can. Put it on your taxes.
He's a very charitable man.
Oh, gosh.
Shocked you talking to me.
Hey.
What about Slow-Mo's answer about Dre? We talk so much stuff about Dre off the court, but when he's on the court, Stoney, he's a beast. That dude said he's a SOB, Slow-Mo. Like, Dre, I get mad at you because I love you and what you bring. But the best ability is availability, man. You are a unique specimen, man. And Slow-Mo said it. A SOB is the greatest compliment you could give. Dre's a beast. He just got to stay on there, man.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You're actually better at radio than I am. It's not even close.
But what? How do you define? Or
I'll tell you exactly.
Because my job is to be me.
I know.
And your job is to be Matthew.
But I'll tell you why you're the man, okay? Here's why you're the man.
I am the system of the show.
So sometimes, you know, we'll come in and there's a lot to talk about. And sometimes there's not a lot to talk about. So when there's not a lot to talk about, I still dig around for what's happened and what's happening to find something talk about.
Gotcha.
Like, you said, now it's ringing a bell, you said during
Evan,
the
I'm watching him closely, man. Evan, word is like, oh boy.
I'm waiting for the dagger.
At 12:30, Evan comes in, Guru says, you know what? I want to give Draymond some love. Let's play that Kyle Anderson cut. And my first thought was, oh, wait, like, why give Draymond credit? Like, he didn't do anything. He was just mentioned by a guy. And I made a joke about Brownie Blends.
Yeah, right,
our
guy.
But that's why you're great, is because you're
that was
hot,
sincere.
You got hot on something that I need something to stoke me.
Well, let's get Evan's hot got the on. Sound. Let's hear it.
Because let me tell you, before you play it, like, I'm dreading this soundbite.
Because it's a compliment, honestly.
Because
that would call you a hater.
Because it's like non-contextual.
Ooh, wow. All right.
Like, it would be like me saying, hey, you know what? At 1 o'clock, Evan, can you just give me 3 to 5 minutes? I do want to talk about how great Steph Curry is.
Yeah. You gave you 3 to talk about your show.
Yeah, I'd never do that. All right, go ahead. Play.
Well, I don't even know. Speaking of context.
Set it up. I wasn't
even listening. Kyle Anderson joined Stein and Guru earlier today. You can go rewind on the Odyssey app or check it out on YouTube. Please subscribe while you're there. Sponsored by First NorCal Credit Union. Kyle Anderson was asked by our own Daryl the Guru Johnson about what it'd be like playing alongside Draymond Green.
Yeah, I've always loved Dre. Draymond since my rookie year as well. And he's a guy that it looks like, you know, it's a SOB to play against him. But, you know, when you got him on your team, you know, you know, I'm sure you enjoy, you know, the passion and the energy that he brings. Also the IQ. He's one of the best to ever do what he does. He, you know, kind of transcended the game into a small ball game for all 30 teams in this league. So, you know, and he's a winner. It's as simple as that. So I'm super excited to play alongside of him.
Now I know, and this is what I'm talking about. Go ahead, and the floor is yours to talk about what kind of a savant he is. Go ahead.
Well, the biggest flex for Draymond Green came from our one and only what's our guy? Barnett.
Brownie Blends.
No, Barnett. The great Jim Barnett, who said he thinks he's amongst the greatest defenders he's ever seen. So just think about Jim Barnett, who doesn't spew out anything, Stoney. That's heavy. But just hearing an NBA player say to me, if I'm Draymond and I heard that, and I'm wondering, why does Curry, why does he love playing with Dre? And Slow-Mo said it. He's a winner, four-time champ. Trent, we talk about Curry transcending the game. Stanley, I'm being real. Like, if Dre was just cool off the court, I think he would get more of his flowers for what he is when he's on the court. But that just was a reminder, like, damn, Steiny, dude is Joe Frazier. He's going up against dudes that weigh more height, and he chops them down like trees.
Like, this is
he
what
can
I do.
Run the break. Yeah. Like, you know this, and I get more frustrated at him than anybody, but he's special. And that SOB just hit me like, right. I guess if I was somewhere sipping on Hennessy, right. And I was hearing one of my comrades, you know, tell me, how was it playing against myself? And they said, it's a SOB? Like, I'm a bad mofo. That's all. Giving Dre his flowers.
Yeah. And I feel like you did exactly what I knew you would do, and I just didn't find it compelling.
Like, we didn't like your show.
Well, yes, exactly. Like,
I'm playing with you, but we did. No, like, it did sound like fun. But.
No, like, okay, nice job. Yeah. You just read me the Draymond Green scouting report that I've been reading.
And I'm a big critic
that I've been reading for 10 years.
Oh, okay, got you right.
Okay, it's like, Steiny, take a look at my job application again. Steiny. It's like, I get it. You're qualified, dude. You're qualified. You're qualified. I get it.
Yeah.
No, Steiny, but I'm a savant. I get it. You're a savant.
I got it.
All right.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. How do you feel when you hear Steve Kerr call Klay Thompson a baby?
Why would you turn something so nice into that?
Because I'm trying to stir it up.
Yeah.
Watch the game again then, Steiny.
She needs to call
she
back.
She can stir it
up. Yeah, she gets you. That's your kryptonite.
888-957-9570. Now, what we are talking about is just that Steve Kerr yesterday on Willard and Dibbs, I just felt he spelled out the whole thing terrifically about what happened with Klay and what happened with the Warriors. And after hearing it, I just believe this breakup was meant to be.
Okay.
And if he stays, that would have been the wrong thing to do.
I gotta throw this back at you because I agree. Because that swayed me tiny times 10. Do you think, and I'm going to the last caller before the last break, do you think there's other people, 888-957-9570, call us, that are sitting there saying, just because you guys think and say that doesn't mean it's fact. Is there another way to look at that sound and take something away that you and I took that's different than what you and I've taken away from it?
No. They may take away something different or more, but they can't. Like, now it's a fact. Klay felt disrespected. I mean, right?
Yeah.
He had to. He had to feel disrespected. And then, now, have I made a judgment on the Warriors? Well, should the Warriors have coddled him, given him tough love, told him to shut his mouth and go to the bench, treated him like a superstar because he won 4 rings, all those things? Like, yeah, I'm sure it was all that. Like, I'm sure they
did. Imagine that. That's a lot.
But I'm never under the illusion that any organization or that the Warriors can't be cold as ice and come off as insensitive and aloof and maybe doing wrong by a play. Like, that's every organization.
Let's put the right on the table.
Yeah.
For 2 years, it sounds like they weren't that stern. Like,
right.
They let Klay be Klay, even if he was sucking the energy out the room, not trying to do it.
And maybe that's why they think the Warriors are like, dude, we gave you 2 years of the ultimate respect, and you were kind of a jerk.
And we gave you 2 for 48, wink, wink. Because you could have signed it.
And again, let me be clear.
I'm
taking no sides, but I now can.
Yeah,
it's just because
the Warriors didn't do them wrong, man. I look at the golf course now.
You can think that.
I look at that totally different, though. Yeah. I like that's how heavy that sound is to me.
This guy is such a D.
It was over when they got out the car at the golf course.
Long gone.
Wow,
long gone.
Gone.
What an awkward round of golf.
Or was it really?
I don't know.
I was just that way yesterday, Evan, but was it really? And if it was that awkward and you were really that bitter, if you're Klay, Evan, I wouldn't even show up. The fact that he showed up, that tells me he kind of knew what time it was.
Well, you're saying it's like a breakup?
That one, yeah, meet me at the coffee shop.
Remember, Dibs talked about that on the crossover yesterday. Dude, he brought up his ex-wife.
He did.
And how they had to, Evan, he brought up how he...
Oh, and Evan left.
Yeah, I know. No. He brought up how he and his ex-wife had made a determination that they were going to go separate ways. But there was a party the following week, and they both went to the party and were very civil to each other.
That's look at Stoddy listening.
That's the way it should be, quite frankly.
Not always that way.
Well, it sounded like it might have been a little awkward.
I can't speak to that. 415 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. I can't accept that. I can't accept that because he got paid 2 years to rehab. Come on, the contract started after the ACL. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, totally. I mean,
yeah.
Well, Craig wasn't mad at he couldn't be mad at the Warriors when he got hurt back to back.
Like, I get it. Maybe he's saying, I can't accept that because, Clay got paid when he was hurt. And so, how can he say they did him wrong? Like, I get that point of view. Like, it doesn't mean, you don't have to agree with Clay Thompson. I'm sure it was. Yeah. A mixture of all of it,
The Warriors are going to benefit from him not dealing with this. We'll call it drama. Right. Stoddy, they may be. That might help.
That's what I think.
On top of dealing with Dre stuff.
That's what I think.
And Clay stuff. And Wiggins, MIA. But he's there. You're still dealing with two of those three.
Now, let's not get ahead of ourselves, because what I do... Oh. We got to go.
Yep.
But I've got a salient point.
And people say you're not hydrating. They don't see you hydrating for this weekend.
It's a wrap.
I'll drink this during the break.
There you go. Show the YouTube channel.
Keep it away from the equipment, please.
Yeah.
Priors.
Excuse me. Hey, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer today. That segment was brought to you by LifeSource Systems.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.